There have been no reports in EWN All Morning that water shortages could be on the cards tomorrow because members of the South African Municipal Workers Union, SAMWU, and workers at Rand Water are looking to embark on an indefinite strike for wage increases and other grievances too. SAMWU warning that Rand Water should consider the pending strike as a dry run, excuse the pun, for what is coming its way. And we have asked Rand Water to come on today. They are unavailable to chat to us, so we speak now to Mamorena Madisha, who's the SAMWU Gauteng Deputy Secretary. Mamorena, thank you very much for your time today. Welcome to the Midday Report. What are the union's demands?
Hi, good afternoon. Look, the first dispute, which is the primary dispute here, it is with regards to Section 64 of the Labour Relations Act. That is what we have referred our dispute to the CCMA about. And this is the unilateral change of terms of employment, right? So that is the primary issue here. Now, again, excusing the pun, of course, in the next coming few days, really, we equally will be submitting our wage demands in the water sector now, but still under SAMWU. But of course, we have noted the posture from SALGA as SAMWU. And we are anticipating that, the employer in the water sector will obviously be adopting a similar posture. And we are simply saying that the gains of employees is not going to be reversed under our watch.
So just on behalf of everyone who's listening to this, the threat or the potential of no water tomorrow, is that accurate? Are you legitimately saying that Rand Water employees won't be working, so we won't get water? What do you mean by this?
Look, all our SAMWU-affiliated members, we of course have those employees that are classified as essential services, and of course you've got your non-essential services. So obviously the ones that are essential services, legally they are not allowed to participate in the strike, so they won't be participating. But the reality is that this is a chain reaction. So tomorrow, the 21st at 8 o'clock, all the employees that will be participating in the strike, those are the ones that are classified as non-essential.
So the essential workers will obviously then still be working. So we are likely to actually get a water supply.
Look, Rand Water is indicating that they have systems in place. We don't know as employees of Rand Water what are those systems. So I presume they are best to respond to that.
Right. So now some of the demands that I see from your statement are a 4,000 Rand salary increase for all workers under the auspices of the SALGBC, 3,500 Rand housing allowance, 6 months fully paid maternity leave. You know, some people would argue that in the current economic climate, many people aren't getting raises at all. Do you think these are reasonable requests?
They are reasonable. They are actually affordable. So, these demands are not just demands that we met under a tree and just decided, let's just, put these down. We know for a fact that they are quite affordable. So the employer is really in a space where they can afford these demands.
And is the matter not currently before the CCMA currently?
The matter that is, so conciliation is set down for the 28th, so that is next week, Wednesday, that is, yeah. So that one is for the primary issue I alluded to in the beginning, and this is, the provision in Section 64, and this is the unilateral change of terms of employment. So next week, Wednesday, that is what we are meeting with Rand Water at the CCMA about.
Okay, Mamorena Madisha, the SAMWU Gauteng Deputy Secretary, thank you for your time today. As I said, we had asked to speak to Rand Water as well. They are saying that they've got plans in place for tomorrow, but it does seem as though there is nevertheless a warning that our water supply could be impacted as a result of this action.